This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Summer is not even over, but retailers are already preparing for the holiday season. For gamers, that will mean a lot of new games and consoles, including a new Nintendo Switch. We'll get a sneak peek at that and a look at how the company aims to widen its global presence after these tech headlines. A market for illicit cannabis vaping products is thriving online. Wall Street Journal reporting shows Instagram users offering products ranging from cannabis oils to vaping devices and packaging materials. On Facebook's marketplace, sellers are offering vaping products containing THC, the mind-altering ingredient in cannabis. And on Amazon, third-party sellers are hawking empty packaging for vape products. These tech companies say they have policies against any illegal sales and that they do remove offenders from their sites, noting they invest in tech and people to sleuth out illegitimate products. But they say the marketplace is increasingly difficult to police because of things like the geographic distribution of users, the sheer number of posts promoting vape wares, and the use of private accounts and messaging apps to sell illicit products. The CDC has warned against buying vape products off the street as concerns about health hazards rise. Google plans to invest more than $3.3 billion to build data centers in Europe over the next 2 years, a move to up its sustainability efforts. As part of the investment, CEO Sundar Pichai said in a blog post that the company has plans to invest over $600 million in its data center in Hamina, Finland, and embark on 10 renewable energy projects that include an offshore wind project in Belgium, 5 solar energy projects in Denmark, and 2 wind energy projects in Sweden. Citing a Copenhagen economics study, Pichai says the projects will support more than 13,000 full-time jobs in the European Union. In an effort to capture younger, tech-savvy investors, money manager Vanguard is launching a robo-advisory service that cuts out human financial advisors completely. When it goes live, Vanguard Digital Advisor will be offered to individual investors and members of workplace 401k plans. It's part of a growing trend towards using technology to offer more personalized portfolios at a lower cost. Coming up, the Nintendo Switch Lite, the lighter, more comfortable Nintendo Switch that fits in your pocket. A look at Nintendo's latest foray into portability. Nintendo's already getting ready for the holiday season. The Japanese video game maker introduced a stripped-down version of its Switch console on Friday. It's the $200 Switch Lite, and it's lighter. It's also smaller and fits right in your pocket. But unlike the regular $300 Switch, it doesn't connect to a TV set. Here to talk about this latest device, as well as what else is on the horizon for Nintendo, is one of our tech editors in New York, WSJ's Bodia Tuwe. Welcome.
Hi, Taya. How you doing?
I'm great. So talk to me about the Lite. Specifically, who does Nintendo have this in mind for? Who is this console for?
Casual gamers, in a couple words. So the Switch Lite is a sort of a stripped-down, cheaper version of the Switch model. The Switch initially came out a couple years ago, and it did pretty well. I have memories of, you know, handheld devices like Game Boy. Yeah, I had my Game Boy, and it was it brings back memories. So the Switch Lite might do that since it doesn't connect to a television, and it's obviously designed to be portable. But the stripped down version is expected to do really, really well. NPD said in a prediction it could be the top selling console this year in the U.S. And so there's a lot of expectations, a lot of hopes for Nintendo to really get the casual gamers to try to get this device, even in light of significant competition.
Right, and you know it's following this new theme that seems to be in place from all of the gaming companies. Remind us who Nintendo is contending with here.
Yeah, so the battle for content is real, and so trying to get gamers to play, it's both on console, off console. So with the console market, you obviously have Sony and Microsoft being among its chief competitors, but you know, off the console, and you look at mobile gaming, obviously you have the likes of Apple, which Apple Arcade is just rolling out. Mm-hmm. You have Google Stadia. They're going to have an offering soon. Google itself also is going to have a subscription subscription-based offering that it's going to roll out later this year for mobile. And, you know, and beyond that, you just have the list of other, you know, mobile games that you can that are free to play. And I think the biggest thing for Nintendo is obviously it wants to make its mark with casual gamers. But there's this, you know, the bigger issue in the market is just how can you, you know, how are these console providers or how do you get people to play and convince them that, you know, that you're going to have that you have good stuff that you kind of have to have this device to use and to be entertained. And that's something that obviously there are high expectations for Nintendo with this device. But it's a big question of obviously, can they deliver?
Right. And it's all about, you know, expanding the brand's global presence. And I understand that goes into theme parks and all kinds of things. Can you talk to me a little bit about the bigger picture?
Yeah, Nintendo, similar to other, like think of the Disney model. It's like, you know, with Nintendo, you want to have your properties and, you know, extended as much as you can. So we're talking about theme parks. You're talking about looking for opportunities to license your IP. And these are all things that Nintendo is looking to do because obviously it understands that, you know, you don't win just by console. You don't win just by the Switch alone. You have, and you know, Nintendo has this long history of characters like Mario and you know, and folks who, you know, people have been playing for, you know, you have the ability to benefit from these content licensing deals from all these, like, these legendary characters. So finding ways to put Mario and the likes of other people elsewhere is something that Nintendo and a lot of other companies are looking to do.
So again, we're ahead of the holidays. It does seem early, but here we are. The buzz starts early. And as far as the Nintendo Switch goes, we seeing any kind of buzz in particular? What's in anticipation here?
Yeah, folks looking for the Switch are probably looking forward to a lot of titles that are due to come out this holiday season. I think there's a new Zelda game that came out via Nintendo, and I know there are a couple of others that are going to be coming out that are going to be available on the Switch. I think there's a new Just Dance.
Sure.
Obviously, this is a game that was like highly popular with people. I think there's a new Resident Evil that's coming out, and there are a couple other games. I think there's a Mario and Sonic game ahead of the 2020 Olympics that's going to be coming out.
So all the usual suspects.
All the usual suspects, and I think there's another Pokemon. So I think that's you know, super popular with folks. So I think that, you know, there's, you know, for this particular system, there's a lot to look forward to, and I know there's high sales expectations in the U.S. and Nintendo really is betting on this property to really looking for people to. The refresh a product that was popular that came out a couple years ago, and again find a way to, you know, try to make headway in with casual gamers, especially as the gaming landscape is you know, is a lot more competitive than it used to be.
Very good, Bo. We will leave it at that. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
And that is Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.